This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It is that time, La City Corner, hashtag Healthy Talk Tuesday, a space where we talk about everything healthy and mental positivity. So now, it's in the hashtag Healthy Talk Tuesday. Sexual assault is a deal of the day, by the way. We are about to close off a Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and what a better to close off than with a world renounced psychologist, Mr. or rather, Dr. Siya Nzimande. Say, welcome on MUT Radio. I hope you are feeling.
Thank you so much, and greetings to you and your listeners as well.
Thank you so much for having me on MUT Radio. By the way, can you please tell us more, Guti, who are we talking with namhlanje?
That's a very hard one. I'm Siya.
Yes.
Nzimande.
Yes.
I'm a psychologist and public health researcher. Based at ECF, which is under the Durban University of Technology.
Oh, yes.
And also I work with the Department of South African Health Government. So I think I'm a conversationalist, and I'm an advocate. I'm an activist. So beyond everything that I do, I love advocating. I love being a conversationalist, creating healthy conversations, especially around health and public health things that actually affect our communities. So that's who I am.
No, say, yes, I'll just start by this thing, because I have this thing in my mind, Uguti, before we go straight to the interview, Uguti, I wish one day, Uguti, abantu besilisa nabo, they can take my responsibilities of prevention, because for me, it's for a woman, but both parties should be responsible, because at the end of the day, we end up finding abantu besilisa who end up having unexpected responsibilities. That's why we have abantu besilisa or amadoda who are not there for abantwana babo, and end up government spending more billions on supporting abantwana. I'm not saying that is wrong.
But at the same time, we must look at a feminist approach and look at who's left behind. When we are speaking about prevention, it's very important that you look at what tools are there that empowers women to be able to prevent. Even when we're talking about a sexual intercourse, we're speaking about condom usage.
Yes.
But the readily user-friendly available tools are actually empowering men and are not actually empowering women. If you look at female condoms, they are not available. They're not user-friendly.
Yes.
So it has to look at that feminist approach to say, how do we ensure that women have the same seat as men when we're speaking about prevention? How do we make sure that there's a female-owned prevention?
Yes.
That I own this. We're doing a condom campaign, and I'm giving out condoms to male condoms, and I'm giving them to a female, but I've not empowered her. Because who has the right to negotiate sex in a bedroom? Who has power to negotiate safe sex in the bedroom? Who has the power to even initiate testing in a relationship? So there's a lot of gender dynamics that we might still need to level up on before we can speak about safety and ensuring that women are empowered to uptake those prevention tools. At the moment, it's one-sided, and it's advocacy that we need to push within our local clinics, with our government, legislatively, and to look at our policies and guidelines and say, why are women being left behind? When there were researchers before that actually came up with the microbicide gel that women could be able to prevent somehow HIV, that was something that was anonymously good, but then unfortunately it failed. It didn't reach, you know, the halfway mark. Let's not talk about prevention, because I can talk to the cows come home.
No problem. Let us just go straight to the point. So namhlanje, doc, if you were given mhlambe just to explain ukuthi in your own perspective ne ukuthi what is sexual assault, if umuntu is talking about sexual assault in your own perspective ukuthi wena, what can you say about that?
So let's start with assault. Assault is any form of violation. If you are being violated, violation, it means it's going beyond my boundaries. And remember, boundaries are not seen. There are certain houses, umzekelo, kunezindlu elasikhule khona emakhaya noma emalokishini, which don't have fences, but still angena. So some boundaries don't have to be seen. So if if somebody is actually crossing a boundary, that's an offense. Yeah. So a sexual offense is any boundary that you are not allowed to go beyond without actually being given the agreement to do so. Then some scholars actually argue when it comes to sexual offense, beyond to talk even about that, it's not about touching only, that here you've touched me inappropriately.
Yes,
you've actually worked a boundary. But actually we can even go as far as saying, you've looked at me in a way that I didn't like.
Oh.
You passed a comment in a way that I didn't like. It's my body.
Mm.
That's sexual violation.
In other words, that can be a problem.
It can be, and I can report you that you made a remark about my body. And which was very sexual. And he didn't touch it, but it was already a violation. The fact that you were able to actually violate the boundary. So it's very important that we're speaking about fences and boundaries that exist around people's bodies that should not be. So it's either you looked at me in a certain way, it's either you touched me in a certain way, or you said something to me that actually goes around sexual offense. But then according to the Criminal Sexual Offenses Act in South Africa, they say it's any act of violation which is committed without consent. So whether you looked at me or you passed a comment and you say, "Ngiyathanda ibunu zakho yazi," azange ngicela permission ukwenza lokho. And who are you to even say that? You have no right to say that.
Mm.
So it has to really
that is true.
Yeah, you have to really look at a young woman passing by the taxi rank and everyone is shama kwele. That's sexual offense. You don't have permission to do that. Whether I'm wearing a small skirt or not, it's still I still have a boundary. You must first understand my boundary. Then you can cross it.
Mm, that is so interesting, Doc. Mhlambe omunye umuntu angaka feel kanjani even mentally. You assaulted me sexually. Mhlambe nje wena Doc, how can a sexual assault mhlambe I affect indlela umuntu azizwa ngayo like mentally as well as ukufila kwakhe mase mhlambe, let us say for an example, logo for a look, assaulting someone mhlambe for a look or even mentioning a word ukuthi awuyazi, I like the way you represented yourself ngale ndlela oyiyona right now.
So it's very important that we look at all areas of wellness and we look at how does it affect you. It doesn't only affect you physically.
Yes.
It also affects you spiritually. It also affects you emotionally. It also affects you socially. Because you look at, let's go back, maybe even talking about emotional affect, how does it affect you emotionally? The way you see yourself and the way you perceive yourself and who you've told yourself that you are. And then somebody comes and think they have a right to say, to touch. And actually even sexual offenses even goes beyond to into rape. Where now I'm even looking at myself with the way I'm dressing, and I'm now beginning to question certain elements around my life. So it does affect all areas of our life, and it's very important that when you are out there and you're seeking help, it's not just mental health, because it does only affect you mentally. It affects you with your body. It affects you with your spirituality. It affects you with socially. So building that person will not only take one element. Mostly to survivors of sexual offense, it will take time to rebuild their self-esteem. It will take time for them to even connect sexually with their partners, even if moving into the future. So it does have to do with a lot of healing in certain areas and finding these reservoirs of healing within ourselves.
Mhlambe ukubona kwakho Doc, when do we start teaching ingane zethu ukuthi manje we need to start teaching abantwana bethu about consent as well as respect?
Luckily in South Africa we fought for something called comprehensive sexuality education, and we got scripted lessons that start from as early as grade 4 and we're talking about age appropriate languaging around teaching our kids about umasikhula bekuneenkondlo desizisho sidayibo hayibo musungithinta lapho umama kuphela unelungelo ungithinta lapho. That was kindergarten. That was in early childhood development stage. So we have to start as early childhood development stage. But then when you get into formal education, we look at a comprehensive sexuality education, which has scripted lessons, which is looking at age appropriate education, and then right up to senior phase of a child and up to into adulthood. We may turn a blind eye into why are we teaching kids about this, but we see how much of sexual abuse is happening, like sexual violation is happening around children. And if we don't teach our children to safeguard their bodies and to know this is a appropriate, this is inappropriate, then we might run a risk of actually occurring more cases around sexual offenses. So as early as we can in kindergarten, but I'm also promoting comprehensive sexuality education. Sexuality education is not about understanding whether you're gay, lesbian, or bi and all of that. There was a misconception in South Africa to say, oh, you're teaching our kids certain things. No, you're teaching our kids to understand their bodies. We're teaching our kids to know what is appropriate and inappropriate and age appropriately. We have to look at content-wise.
And most of the time, social media will teach your child because when my ads that appears,
video, and you have no control. Yeah, so it's better when you take control and use the tools that are currently available to ensure that our children are well taught.
Mhlambe, what people should do, mhlambe, to avoid saying or doing when trying to support a survivor?
You did this to yourself. You caused this to yourself. And mostly, luckily for me, the subject is very personal. And I always say I was sexually violated when I was 15. And one of the things that goes into yourself is, what did I do to invite such behavior? So we have to really move away from pushing people to questioning what is wrong with themselves, but saying actually what is wrong with the society. There's nothing wrong with anyone who's a survivor of gender-based violence, of sexual assault, and many things that are currently violations that are currently happening. So it's very important to say there's nothing wrong with yourself.
No. Yes. Thank you so much. Mhlambe ngifuna sikhulume content mhlambe right now siyibeke kwi survivor because there are many people who have been assaulted in terms of sexually and they survived there. Mhlambe how can they start or heal after what happened before with sexual assault?
The healing journey is different from every person. It's very important to understand that you will never get healing in a place where you got hurt. So it's important to empower people to move from where they are. And when I'm talking about moving, I'm not saying move geographically, but I'm saying move mentally, move emotionally, and get yourself to a stage where you see yourself being elevated into another level of life and into another level of just phase in your life. So sometimes we bargain a lot, especially the survivors, where we sit there and we think we pray about it, we've spoken about it, but we're just not moving. The cycle of grief can actually reoccur and reoccur and reoccur. But what is important is to get to resolution. This has happened to me. I've seek help and I've went through all the stages of grief. And sometimes it's okay to relapse because sometimes you speak about the stages of grief as if it's just a tick box. Some people can take them 6 months. Some people can take them 1 week. Some people can take them 3 years. Some people can take them forever. And it's important for us to walk the journey with those people. And that's why we're saying to our government facilities that are available, your Thuthuzela care centers, we're saying one shop stop counseling is not going to help. Support groups are going to be quite equivalent. Groups like Lifeline, reach out to Lifeline where they've got 24 hours counseling. And as many times as you feel you need that counseling, go for it.
Thank you so much for that. One last question, Doc. Mhlambe, what would you like every art survivor ukuthi ayizwe, mhlambe aphile nayo, mhlambe isakhona lento, even his or her mind and mentally iyam abuse.
You will never, I think psychology says the best person that you want to be is the person you are born as. Don't try and figure out certain things in your life that has happened through trying to be an adult. The more the immediately as you become childlike, just go back and cry when it's painful. Stop trying to act strong. Just go back and be emotional where you need to be emotional. And also don't forget to be happy when you need to be happy. Sometimes survivors are substituting happiness and saying, but I'm in grief. You deserve to be happy beyond grief. So it's important to go back and just be authentic in how you feel so that your healing can also come authentically.
I think that applies to both abantu besilisa and abantu besifazane because when there is a trend, yes.
And if you want to heal indoda, because we're not talking about sexual offense only to females here, we're talking about sexual offenses also to males. We've seen, I'm dealing with the case here, Waterloo, where a soccer coach sexually assaulted 22 young boys, and these young boys are now going through counseling phase. And most of them, it's like, I'm now 15, I'm now 14, I'm trying to define ukudoda bam. How do I define it from that event that took place? It's important that that we go through the healing process for all people equally as male and females.
Mm. Doc, thank you so much for your time. Mhlambe mekhona abafuna something kuwena, where they can get you, mhlambe your socials. Yes.
I think socials, I'm mostly available any contact of, I don't do counseling anymore, so I'm now a researcher, but if people want to reach out, I'm on Instagram, it's Sia_mental health.
Sia_mental health. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time, Doc.
Thank you so much.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.